to the Nutri-Medical Report for the 28th of June, 2016. And we have Pete Fedick here and Jim Deal for Carrot Bar University. And if you don't see the latest things after Brexit, the drop in the euro and the British pound sterling, the gyrating upward surge of gold, which they can't hold back with the literally paper money, and we call the plunge protection team and the other people manipulating gold prices. Earlier this year, the yuan, of course, has a standard now with gold, the new yuan, the renminbi, or the Chinese currency. We're moving to probably sometime this year, after some gyrating and some pain and suffering, a gold-backed world currency, a basket of currencies. That might take several years to devolve. In the meantime, if you're not investing in gold by the gram, you're missing the boat. So, gentlemen, let's talk about the why and then get into the simple how people can get involved and we can help. I get people every week contacting me and they want to get involved. Your training sessions on Skype, Jim.
Okay.
And they want to know how to do the business, which is so simple. In fact, there's not even a product line. It's like gold by the gram. What could be simpler? You don't have to. It's not going to degrade in your refrigerator or in a cupboard. It's literally exchanging your paper money for gold, which is going to appreciate dramatically even this year.
Yeah. Well, the way I always like to say it is I've never found anybody that got upset winding up with a garage full of gold. So.
Yeah. Pretty funny, hey?
But as far as people want to do training, just have them forward me their contact information, and I'll follow up with them. And if there's more than one person, that's even better, because then we can just do a conference call and go through some basic stuff.
Well, I like to do things that are relevant. So, Pete and Jim, I'd like you to tell us what you think Brexit. Now, of course, I have the Drudge open. And, of course, the latest article by Drudge is Donald targets globalism as job killer. I've talked to people, including even relatives, who think that globalism is great. It's brought more people out of poverty worldwide. That may not be true, but what it's doing is it's destroying the nation states around the world. It's making every nation basically just a trade zone for globalist transnational corporations. And the thing is, though, the currencies that are created are currencies created by nations, so they're being manipulated by transnational corporations, so transnational corps don't pay their taxes. And the burden falls on the middle class, which is being destroyed. The average middle class person nowadays is earning less than they did 20 years ago. They have two or three MIC jobs, may not have benefits, can't afford the copay if they do have Obamacare for a serious health problem. And 95 million Americans aren't even in the workforce, so they don't count them as unemployed, which I find pretty weird statistic. If you look at the number of people that are Hispanic and black, and by the way, I'm a Trump supporter, and I want people to understand Trump does not hate Hispanic or black people. He wants to bless them more than even whites and other people that already have a lower percentage of unemployment.
That's such a creation of media. If you look at his actual organization, actions speak a lot louder than words. Mm-hmm. He has women at executive levels throughout his company. He has people of all different ethnic groups employed throughout his company. If he was a racist, that wouldn't be happening.
I think what it is they keep repeating the message, it's like the old Russian saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, some of it's going to stick.
And
a good telling thing was when the Pulse bombing occurred, or the shooting occurred, he said, hey, I support gay and lesbian people to be their fellow Americans. They should be protected, too. And then he told Caitlyn Jenner. That she could use any bathroom. I say to them, I don't care what you are, just three things. Number one, close the door, don't take photos, and don't have sex in the bathroom. I don't want them to teach it to my little kids 4 and 5 years of age, but what people decide in their own privacy is their own business.
Most everybody agrees with
and most people agree. That's what we call where the American population is. What we are against, and this is where I was convinced by Joel Skousen about 4 months ago, we do need a wall, but it's not going to stop the drugs unless you stop the CIA and the FBI bringing the drugs in. We do need control of our currency, which means we should move where we have better control of our currency instead of just the Fed Reserve. And if you do have the Fed Reserve, we need to have an audit of them. Yeah. And we need to also make sure that We don't have policies that make it so advantageous for transnational corporations just to buy their own stock and play games with the ultra-rich that the middle class is dying and business is being shipped out of the country, including blue-collar workers losing all their jobs. Yeah, I know 90% of the new jobs are going to be invented in 10 years' time, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to take time to evolve the population into a new economy where more and more money is made with information and advanced high technology rather than just blue-collar. But we always have to have the capacity to manufacture things. What I see happening, though, is people have to start taking their own personal responsibility. They can't just leave it up to Trump. I support Trump, but I want things like corporations that would manufacture a part or a couple parts in someone's garage with a special 3D printing machine. I want to see people taking responsibility to get their own businesses going. We need to create an environment, which Trump will do, lowering taxes and benefits.
He wants to minimize regulations so that people will be free to create businesses.
Now, in the meantime, though, and even no matter what's going on, the best currency in the world is always gold. Now, the problem is gold in the past was not gold by the gram. It was coins. And I have a pile of gold and silver coins. And I continue to buy gold, but my gold that I buy now is Karatbars. I'm on a regular Karatbars buying thing every month, and I recommend everybody downlining me to do this, because I think society won't survive because of the gyrations of the global politicians. And let's look at the Prime Minister of Canada and Trump and Trudeau. Justin Trudeau and Obama. These men were elected by using our future money of our grandchildren to elect themselves to office. That's not reasonable. You can't take a loan on the future to get elected and then promise us things that we don't have.
I would say, you're being nice, I would say that's corrupt.
It's corrupt. And now, the thing is, like Trump says, if you want to have a bigger pie so you have more pieces of pie for everybody. For example, I agree with Trump, if you want to help people in their home country, for every dollar we spend in the Middle East to rebuild their countries instead of blowing them up, the more chance that they're going to be happy that they have relationships with Americans. And Muslims here will be happy that Americans help their Muslim relatives back in Syria, Iraq, and North Africa, so it's not a disaster zone. Obama is completely incompetent. He shouldn't have pulled out of there. He should have maintained some police until they transitioned to the local forces and police, fully supported by America, were in total control of the situation, so you didn't have the rise of extreme Islam. And you got to also support the idea of moving toward monogamy in his Islam so that young men have a wife and they have a family and something that anchors them. You need to have the fact that when Muslims come here, they usually are very moderate because they can buy a Cadillac, pay off a home, go to a movie, have a pen that doesn't skip, and have a life that was over the danger of being tortured. In other words, it's a chameleon religion that if you create the wrong circumstances, which we purposely have done, you do that. Now, on the personal level, economically, all the circumstances are stacked against the average citizen. In America, if Hillary gets in the status quo, the middle class will continue to shrink and disappear. If Trump gets in, the middle class will expand, just like the middle class in China has expanded with their policies. But their policies in China, although they've been more successful, they're also eventually going to wipe out the Communist Party. Within the next 10 years, the Communist Party and the old guys, they'll be wiped off by 650 million middle-class Chinese that have money. They can buy a car. They have an engineering degree. They can travel. They speak English. Come on. Our culture is the most more powerful than the nuclear weapon. But the problem is, in the process of transitioning, you got to take care of yourself and your family. And in fact, if we don't recommend to our listeners that they get involved with gold, if during these gyrations, for example, it could be worldwide famine, economic collapse, all kinds of very bad things could happen before we get to a stable world where we have a new world, basket of currencies like Bretton Woods, and a new stable situation that doesn't promote war as a solution to banker problems. Because really that's what's going on. Now those banker problems you can solve personally by just starting to save gold. If, for example, if the Brits had already been involved, or were listening to the show, and we do have some people in Britain and Scotland that are listening to the program, and they get involved with Karatbars, the relative value of their British pound sterling to their Karatbar account would have jumped like a jackrabbit, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a huge move.
So in other words, if there's a 20 or 30% devaluation of your currency, Britain or the euro, which happened, I think the British pound dropped from, or the euro dropped from $1.75 to $1.25 or $1.35 in like 2 days. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. And so what that means is if you've got gold saved up in your account in Stuttgart, Germany, or in your home, in your little vault, in Karatbar cards, you have gold by the gram that's actually a small enough amount you could actually pay for things with gold. You can also do international exchange with K-Exchange. And eventually, if there's enough chaos, because remember now the Chaos Masters don't like things that get stable. So they're going to continue to try to create chaos. So if you don't personally, even if you elect Trump, if you don't personally take care of yourself with carrot bars, you're going to suffer.
Yeah.
Now, compare yourself as eventuality A. You have, let's say, 200 grams of gold and carrot bar cards in your home 2 years from now. Possibility B, you decided not to listen to Jim, Big Jim Deal, or Pete Fedek, or Dr. Bill, and you decide, I don't know that guy hogwash, and you know I'll get into antiques or something. I don't know. You're going to suffer because when it gets the push comes to shove, and the dollar maybe loses half of its value, it probably will lose less than other countries because the world standard currency is still the Fed Reserve note. 90% of money on Earth is a Fed Reserve note, but the economy is choking. It's choking. The Baltic Dry Index is low. So, Jim, what would you say to people for their why? I mean, now with Brexit, there's even more reason to exit your old idea of how to save for the future. Brexit means change your exit. How's that?
Yeah. Well, the thing that people, there's just a very fundamental thing. Gold is actually the friend of freedom.
Exactly.
And paper money is the enemy of freedom because,
exactly.
If you can control the media of exchange, you control people.
Right.
And so paper money, the thing that's unique about gold is, you know, its luster, its durability, all that sort of stuff. If you watched, I forget his name, Mahoney, he does that whole series on gold, which is really excellent. I watch it. It explains all the fundamentals behind gold. But anyway,
right.
What's unique about carat bars is it's affordable. It's only a gram. It's usable. It travels in its own certificate of authenticity, so you don't have to verify it to make it for people to feel comfortable to receive it as an exchange for products. So it's user friendly and it's spendable. So it's a very unique type of product. There are nobody else out there that does it exactly the way that they do it, and that's the appeal. So when you understand that, you know, at Carat Bars we don't ever recommend people buy gold as an investment per se. It's going to go up, it's going to go down. But here's one thing we do know about gold. Historically, it is always held value in times of economic upheaval. Now, if there's anybody out there that doesn't think that we're in times of economic upheaval, they've been under a rock somewhere for the last,
well,
since 2008.
Yeah, well, under a rock, or they were, the old story and movie, Rip Van Winkle. They've been sleeping for the last 20 years.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of that. You know, I always get a kick out. You've probably seen some of these where these guys go out there on the street and ask this common question: would you rather have a silver dollar or a candy bar? Or something like that. Yeah. Candy bar. You know, it's like people.
That sounds like a question you hear from that guy Waters on Fox News. Waters World.
There's another guy in California. I forget his name. He does a lot of those that are really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Dice.
That's the man in the street thing.
Yeah, Dice. I think is his name. Something Dice. But anyway, here's the thing, folks. If you're not persuaded of the necessity and the value of precious metals, you need to go do your homework. Go watch Mike Mahoney's series on gold. Just search Mike Mahoney on YouTube and you'll find the series. It's excellent. If you haven't seen it and you watch it, when you get done with it, you're going to be going like, I need to get gold, and I need to get it yesterday. And he gives you, and this is not just a sales pitch. He gets into the history behind it. He breaks down the whole monetary system, what's wrong with it, why it's coming unglued. The thing about paper money is it's not limited. They can print as much as they want to, and when they print it, it dilutes the power of the purchasing power of the money that's sitting in your pocket. An analogy I heard that was a really good one is you can take two glasses, one full of milk and one empty. You can empty the glass full of milk halfway into the second glass so that they both now have a half a glass of milk, and then you can fill them with water.
Right.
And at the end, you've got two glasses that are full of what looks like milk. But guess what? The nutritional value of those two glasses was the same as the original one glass of milk.
Right.
It's been diluted. And people don't get it. It's it's, and I use that analogy because it's a simple way to communicate that concept. Our money is being diluted. That's what quantitative easing is. Every time they print money, they're diluting the money. They're diluting the purchasing power. They call it inflation, which kind of masks the concept that, oh, your prices are getting, prices are going up. No, prices aren't really going up. It's taking more of the diluted milk to get the same nutritional value. You need to drink, if you dilute it four times, you're going to need to drink four glasses now to get the same power and the same nutritional value as the one glass. Right. So every time they print it, they're diluting the purchasing power of your money, and there is no limit on that. And it's a very masked mechanism by which they're stealing your production, stealing your property, which is the exchange of your labor for goods and services, and they're robbing us right under our nose. And that's why people need to buy something that is precious, that doesn't corrode, that's always historically held value, that people always recognize as something that has value.
Right.
It's just that simple. But anyway, and Carrot Bars does that is better than anybody because of the way they've set it up in their unique little 1 gram cards.
Yeah, and the other thing that's interesting, if we look at the steps are really easy. We simply tell people, if you contact us, we'll be your trainer wheels. Number two, you make a list. 5 to 20 people you think would love to be involved with the business, where they simply spend a half hour to an hour a day, 4 days, 5 days a week, calling people and saying, hey, I've got someone here who will contact you. We will explain to you this business of saving in gold. It's a saving program. It's a club, if you want to call it. It has other aspects to it, but simply a matter of converging into converting, let's say, not having a latte from Starbucks every morning and converting that to gold every month and convincing two people under you to do that and have them reproduce that every month down the line.
And
you will eventually,
now,
and you'll get free gold in 90 days. And you'll build a future where you have an alternative income. In fact, a lot of people have it's become their primary income. It's become their nest egg. It's not just a nest egg that sits there, it grows, which is really neat. You get, points to infinity. So I tell people, even if you're not really vigorously at it now, or you're sick for a few months, or you're traveling, or whatever, your downline is working. And if you keep motivation up, and you keep on telling people you're there to help them, they'll build a business. And, to me, this is just the ideal business. You don't have to have 50 or 100 nutraceuticals and I see people trying to sell nutraceuticals that are inferior and trying to get people downline doing it. I see people trying to sell almost anything, thinking they're going to build a secondary income. Why not build an income that actually is an income? It's actually in Carrot Bar Gold, which is, in a sense, because of its properties, a new currency.
Well, the thing is, our product is money. That is our product. Everybody sells a product. And to buy a product, you've got to use money to buy a product. Our product is money. It's the real kind. It's
right.
Real money. That's very unique. That's why I make the joke in the beginning. I've never heard anybody get upset about having a garage full of gold. If you wind up acquiring a lot of gold through the mechanism of the marketing that Carrot Bars offers, that's going to be the end result. You can always, you can get product that'll go bad, but you you're not going to be disappointed if you have gold. And for those people that have to give up a latte a couple of times a week, I can guarantee a year from now, they're not going to be missing that latte. They're going to be very happy that they exchanged that for something that has value at that point. Because it's coming.
It actually is not coming anymore. The thing that's funny about
this is
you don't need to be a prophet anymore. You just have to be a journalist. It's not coming. It's here. Come on. Everybody knows that. The roof has fallen, just hasn't hit your head yet.
The wheels aren't wobbling. One of them's already off.
As I say, in parachuting, if your lines get tangled, it's not the falling that hurts, it's the stopping. Back in a moment.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there's an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
So, gentlemen, we have a here's the call to people out there. Number one, just contact Dr. Bill here. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order line, or drop an email contact, or if you contact us by email, I will send your information on to Jim Deal, and we'll get you on the email, on the Skype training sessions. We also have, of course, a care group team. We have other ways of supporting you. What you have to understand is that it's not a matter of maybe you should think about getting involved. Why the heck are you thinking that it's something you might want to do? I got an email, I think, 2 days ago. And the gentleman said, I've been listening for a number of years, and I really know I should have done this. And, of course, the Brexit happens. I know I really should have been doing this, but I didn't do it, and I don't know. And they're trying to repent to me. I'm thinking, I do not want to hear your repentance. I want to see action. I'm not interested in repentance. You know what God thinks about repentance? If you change and start doing what he tells you to do, that's all he wants you to do.
Well, for example, is repentance.
That's repentance. But it isn't repentance. Isn't just say, I'm sorry, God, and then continue doing what you're doing.
That's guilt and shame. That's not repentance.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
changing action.
Changing action. And changing action, by the way, is continuous. If you were, let's say you had 5 abortions as a woman and you finally realized it's bad, or you were an abortionist, and you turn and repent, it means for the rest of your life, if someone comes to the checkout counter and they say, we know my daughter's going to have an abortion, you need to give them what for? Okay? When you see someone like Hillary Clinton is so corrupt, and we think that it's okay for her to support, overt gay and lesbian, training of children, which I think, they can have their own lifestyle, but don't touch my kids, okay? And don't force it down my throat to make it so nauseating that, you can't have a normal couple and think it's okay. You got to feel guilty because you're just a man and a woman. And on the other hand, you don't open the borders and say, well, they have a right, Mexicans, and everybody has just a right to walk across the border. I want to see a new immigration law that costs very little money, and good families and people of whatever nationality, I don't care what race they are, can come here to America and become Americans and integrate with our culture. They can keep their recipe cards, and they can keep even their language. But they can't shove the religion down our throat. Okay, I don't care what, as long as they don't kill animals and people in some kind of ritual, as long as they don't try to shove Sharia law or any other kind of law from whatever cult they are, could be a Star Wars cult for all you care, keep it to yourself, keep your recipe cards and your language and your art. That's great. And become an American. That's what American culture is. It's an amalgam. And it's great. And that's why America is the greatest nation on earth, because people come from everywhere, but they integrate. You cannot have a non-integrating culture like Islam, even if you have doctors and lawyers and so on, because once you get a majority or a large minority, it's a problem. Now, on the other hand, we can make alliances. This actually can be an opportunity for us to get into the Muslim culture and say, hey, you need to do carrot bars. You need to get involved to prosper so that if you're prospering, you're not going to be a maniac. The reason why these young men are disastrous is, number one, the rich older guys get all the girls, so they can never get a wife. They don't have a future or a home. They can't drive a car because they have no money. The only thing that they're going to do is if they preach Islam and become a human bomb, they can be given money and temporarily get some girls so they can get it off. And they feel important because now they're on a jihad and they're going to wait till they die so they can get their 72 virgins and boy with skin like pearls. Come on. That's a lie. This is not religion. This is called real lies going on. Now, when our politicians like Obama and Justin Trudeau try to push down our throat, and whether the Brits finally are smart enough to say, look, I just want my bangers and mash. I don't care if it's going to cause some short-term or intermediate-term pain. We've got to get the heck out of Europe. And now you mentioned this just a minute ago, Jim, something really shocking you heard on Alex Jones, and I got to check it out, because a lot of stuff Alex puts out is fear-mongering, to be honest with you, and you have to get a balance. Yeah. And apparently this MPA Monckton had mentioned
Lord
this thing
Monckton
about the
on the show, which is a pretty credible source.
Yeah, Lord Monckton's pretty credible. The problem is there's always going to be people say things, because the other side has a lot of hubris. Like all the people have said, like Obama comes over, if you Britons leave, we're going to put you at the end of the queue, you know, which to the Brits is pretty damned insulting to say, if you leave the European Union, forget about our long-term relationship with Britain, we're going to put the screws to you. And this guy is a lame duck president, he's leaving. So what right does he have to do to fly over there and do that? When we have Trump in there, now he does have potty mouths and he needs to not inflame people. For example, when we made these statements about this judge that is of Hispanic origin, Trump, shut your mouth, okay? I know you have Hispanics that you employ and you like them and everything, but when you make inflammatory statements, don't do it. Because I know you love everybody. You say they have great relationships. We are going to have great relations with other nations when we rebuild them, and we also sustain them, but we also make sure that they respect us and fear us. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com. FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You know, I think it's kind of funny, whether it's people's health problems or geopolitical or their personal things, you have to take things in control. If, for example, if you've got an allopathic doctor, you have to limit them and say, look, you are not managing your care. I'm managing with the help of listening to programs like Dr. Deagle. He's my advisor, my naturopath, my chiropractor, my other health professionals, a team. And Dr. Deagle is like the overall team captain. Well, the same thing as yourself. You need to become the team captain of your own home finance. Although you may support Trump, hopefully you don't support the Hitlery, rotten Clinton, you need to take personal financial control. And it's really simple. You make a list of 5 to 20 people. Some people, I remember one really nice group, family. They live in Paris. They actually got involved with CarePartners last year. We don't know anybody. We only know 3 people. I said, that's good. I'll bet those 3 people know 20 or 30 people. So when you go 2 or 3 deep, you're now into thousands of people. So when people say, I don't know anybody, you can't believe it. You don't live on Mars. You live on planet Earth. So objection number one, I don't want anybody. But they do want to have a plan to have an alternative income. They do want to have gold saved. They want it by the gram so it's usable at some future date in exchange to buy and sell things. They do want to have accumulate points to infinity, so they take a month off. It's not going to kill them. They don't lose their points. They do want their family and friends to be saved so that if the whatever currency, whether it's the franc or, you know, the old French currency or the euro, goes south, than it has. I mean, last week, the euro and the British pound sterling have dropped like a rock. And they're probably going to drop quite a bit more. There's, you know, plunge control teams trying to prevent it from crashing. And temporarily, the dollar is surging because it's the world reserve currency. Ultimately, though, the main thing is trade around the world has dried up. And even in countries like China, probably within 10 years, they're going to have a revolution there because they've built a middle class in our backs by stealing our industry at the behest of $200 billion industrial espionage with their government's help, including Bill Clinton and Obama. We have a disaster occurring worldwide in terms of the Baltic Dry Index, which means there's almost no international trade. We've got a glut of oil, despite the fact they try to keep the oil price up, and when it's low, the bond markets and the derivatives are in a conniption. I see 2016 as a very violent year. I think that a lot of countries, their currencies are going to crash a lot more. I mean, the fact that the British pound sterling and the euro hasn't dropped more, and this report by Mr. Monckton, a MP in Britain, who's been on Alex Jones' show over the years, some of the things are a little extreme, but to be honest with you, they're partly supported because the globalists do want to do these things. Now, there may be their wet dream to say, we're going to rise an army up, and if you try to leave, we're going to invade your country. Come on, like, this is not Nazi Germany. That could be a possibility down the road. France, Germany, and Norway are already talking about leaving. I do not see it at all possible that you're going to have an internal army in Europe in the next 2 years is going to stop somebody from leaving. But I can tell you what will happen. They're going to go cap in hand looking for money to support their social empire of these countries. Remember, it's the northern European countries that are paying for all the social programs for the southern ones. For example, Greece borrowed money to pay for all kinds of freebies. I mean, the Greeks, to be honest with you, they get pensions at 55, much sometimes more than what they earned when they were actually working. They got all kinds of crazy bennies. And finally, when the economy crashed, everybody lost everything. And they were borrowing money from the Germans. The Germans were more than happy because this is part of the game of playing the Euro game, is to set up all these banks and create all these loans. Now, you personally, if you don't get involved with carrot bars, you're going to suffer badly. And it's going to start not next month or next year, but this week. What's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of currencies jumbling around and crashing. You're going to see the stock market, which has dropped a lot, drop more. You're going to see the Baltic Dry Index and the manufacturing and the willingness to place advanced orders and producing things seriously drop in this next quarter, which means the quarter or during the summer is going to be a flat one. And as we head toward the end of the year, we're heading toward an election year. The globalists have put all their stock and trade in Hillary Clinton because she's a globalist. Okay, and just face it what she is, she's a globalist. And globalism, and of course the same as Justin Trudeau, another globalist, they're trying to lie to you and tell you that globalism is good for your pocketbook and for the fact of your middle class. And Donald Trump is, of course, targeting globalism as a job killer. Now, he doesn't mean no trade. He means smart trade. Remember now, both he and his daughters, who are senior female members of his corporation, manufacture things in other countries. That's perfectly fine, but you got to make deals that are good, first for America and secondly for the other country. You can have a win-win, but we have to win first. We haven't been winning, as he says. The first way to win is to start carrot bars. If you don't do it, and I've been whining at you, and then I get people trying to repent. They're repenting to me of not doing carrot bars. Or they get involved and don't do it. They actually sign up and don't do it, and they look at their account and say, oh, look at all these people downline. If I actually just called a few people, I could have a deposit in my... Excuse me, I'm going to choke on this word. I'm going to have a deposit on Friday. So what do you think, Pete? I mean, it's funny when people are calling me or emailing me every day or every second day, and they're repenting of not having done it.
Well, you know,
I think there's an open mic in the background there or something. Somebody's playing some I don't know if it's at the studios or it's not your place, is it?
No, my place.
Okay, there you go. Okay, good. You know, I think it was coming from here. It was Donald doing something here. I opened up a window, and Donald was on a golf tour seeing about the UK and so on. So, you know, everything's written in everybody's face now. You don't have to be a prophet. You don't even have to be a really deep journalist. You just have to report the top millimeter of news to say, this is in your face, people. You're going to suffer not next week or next month, but today. If you don't get it with the program and start accumulating gold by the gram, and by the way, even gold, silver coins, the only problem with those is that they're too high a denomination. If the value goes up to $10,000, say for 1 ounce gold coin, or even a tenth of an ounce gold coin, how are you going to get change if your gold coin, a tenth of an ounce, is worth $1,000? That's not good, is it? That's a big problem. The biggest problem is you got to exchange it for fractional reserve funny money, I call anti-money. You want gold by the gram because it is a currency at that rate. And it can be exchanged also electronically, which means it's a currency. Gold itself is not a currency. Gold is gold, which is okay to have gold and silver coins, but it's even better to have it by the gram because now, even electronically, you can exchange it and you can give change. In other words, these gold notes that are here at Paris now are a tenth of a gram, 2/10, 4/10, 6/10, 8/10. So they're actually in denominations low enough, you could make an exchange for food or bread or gasoline or whatever. The dollar, they're going to make sure they sufficiently pummel every currency on earth, and the dollar will be the least pummeled, but it'll drop probably 10, 20, 30%. And then eventually they'll make a gold-backed world currency. The yuan is the first sign of that, where Christine Lagarde made the yuan last November when Paris bombings are occurring, a world reserve currency. She didn't have a committee. She just came out in a press conference and said, by the way, the yuan is this. Now, when I hear Lord Monckton making the statement that they're going to rise an army up and do all these things, like, come on, Lord Monckton, be realistic. Neither the Germans are going to invade France, or the French invade Germany, or the Norwegians come down and force people to stay inside the Union. That's not going to happen. What's going to happen is simply going to the banker and saying, we can't afford to pay off all the stuff we promised our public unless we borrow money from the Brits and the Americans and the Chinese or whatever. And as they go cap in hand looking for money, they're going to be forced to actually take away more rights, just like the rights of the European citizens, and create a super state Europe. And they're going to accept a lot of money from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Arab Emirates because they got dynastic money, which means they're going to Islamify what remains of Europe, with Turkey being a full member. So what I see is accelerated Chrislam, with the Pope cheering it on, and the globalists like Tony Blair, and they're not going to have an invading army, as Lord Monckton says. This guy is nuts. It's not true. Okay, again, more foolish exaggeration. It's bankers. The bankers are going to determine what's going to happen, aren't they, Jim? I mean, Pete.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're not going to have an invading army. You're going to have an invading accountant. How's that? He's going to come in with a three-piece suit and a clipboard and a attaché case. That's what's going to invade your country.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that people lose their connection with this
reality, their connection with the ability to have critical thinking. And fools like, yes, Alex Jones and people like Monckton, who have made exaggerated statements in the past to frighten people, do you think that they could do this? Yeah, maybe 10 or 20 years from now, two people are too passive. But I don't, having our second largest audience outside America is German. These are smart German people that speak English. They know damn well that they were brought into the European Union as part of a deal to unify East and West Germany, to be the bankers of Europe and so on. But they know this is an end game they can't do. They need to make alliances so they can sell and buy things from Russia. They need to stop this thing of Fortress Europe trying to get ready for World War III, with NATO doing, attacks against Syria and Russia, which is occurring down in northern Syria. They need to realize this is a war status and it's not going to go anywhere good. And, Angela Merkel is out of her mind. She's, another maniac globalist. And she's out. I mean, already the Canton votes in Germany have basically said, Angela, find something else to do for next year, because when next year's elections come, you're done. So globalists are all over Europe are being kicked out. So what's going to determine the situation in Europe is going to be bankers. It won't be politicians. It'll be bankers.
That's exactly right. That's the sad part.
Right.
I think a lot of people are going to really start to it's going to really start to sink in when they go to the, you know, the places like the grocery store or the gas station, and they see the rise in the cost of getting just the bare essentials in life. And right. when that happens, then they start to wonder why. And they start to realize that the stuff that's in their pockets that they call money is just all it is a for most part.
I spend every day doing the same thing as a reality check in healthcare. Mm-hmm. If I ever get tired of radio, which I won't, but I do more and more medical legal. Right now, I've got a bunch of medical legal cases where I'm reviewing legal results of doctors screwing up patients or insurance companies trying to diss patients who got injured and don't want to directly connect their injury with their current medical state. And every day, I give people a reality check that you need to be the boss of your health. You need to be the boss of your finances. You can't let even Trump be your boss. He is our employee. He is going to try to bring business back by setting up a wall, but also cleaning out the CIA and FBI and the Department of Injustice and bring the damn drugs in here. I mean, the drugs that are coming in from Canada, including psychedelics. I'll give you an example. Ecstasy. Do you know who makes most of the ecstasy in the world? It's a lab north of Netanya, Israel. It's brought in by aircraft from Canada into the United States. Most of the heroin being brought into America is not being brought in by donkeys that shove it up their rectum coming across the Mexican border. No. It's coming in with U.S. military aircraft loaded to the gunnels coming to places like Colorado at Aurora Air Force Base. Okay? I know, I was their doctor. So, you know, Trump's going to have a big oil drum-sized can of worms when he opens this up. Yeah, we need a wall. We need rapid immigration so people that are good people from Mexico and Central and South America can come here quickly and don't have to pay a fortune. We want good, strong families. I don't care where you come from, what your skin color is. We want people to integrate and become Americans. Bring your recipe cards, bring your artwork, bring your music. Do not bring Sharia law. Okay? That's the rule. Mm-hmm. And if you're Muslim and you come here that way, fine. As soon as you start doing Sharia, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And they need to be monitoring these mosques. It's real simple. We need to make alliances. In fact, I don't know if we need to give them some kind of special points or money or whatever. We need to make sure that if people don't blow the whistle on the criminals that do things, including, let's say, the wife of this guy, Mateen, she needs to go to jail. And the Muslims who knew this should go to jail, and the civilians are non-Muslim that knew about this and didn't whistleblow. For example, even the gun shops blew the whistle. Well, the same thing goes. Common sense means you're not racist, and neither is Trump. But what you got to do is you won't have a nation if you don't have borders. Globalists have this crazy idea that world trade requires that you have no national borders. That's nuts. You can have borders and still have international trade. And you don't want trade treaties where courts decide everything. You want a bilateral relationship between America and any other country one at a time. You do not want a global treaty which kind of, you know, if you want to trade with Malaysia and this country and that country, you want big America trading with that country and setting up a deal with that country for that particular situation. Each situation's different. This idea one size fits all and that the courts will decide and it's not going to go to Congress or Senate or the President, that makes our government vestigial. Now, on the other side, for you personally, if you don't save in gold when these maniacs do things that really put you in danger, you're not just going to suffer, you're going to starve in the dark. And if you don't think it's going to happen in the next 2, 5, or 10 years, you're delusional. Now, although some people get upset when I tell that, you know, they say Lord Monckton says they're going to do an internal army. No, they're not. It's going to be bankers. And it'll happen pretty damn fast, too. What you'll see in the next year or two, there'll be a bunch of people will rise up and politicians in these countries trying to leave. They're not going to leave. They're not going to be able to leave. They go to the bankers, and the bankers say, I'm sorry, your politicians screwed up, but the bankers have got more power than the politicians. And they're going to tell you, because you don't have an alternative economic system, which, by the way, people could have their own, even if they're living in France, have carrot bars, or Britain, or Germany. But if they don't have an alternative system, they personally are going to suffer because of the policies of their global collective of Europe, or Britain. For example, Britain needs to get their act together, which is why Scotland wanted to leave. Scotland wanted independence, but they wanted to be linked to Europe. Scotland's schizophrenic. Come on now, guys. They voted against leaving because they wanted to stay connected to Europe. They thought it was good for business. They're crazy. What's good for business is to make good deals with countries to share technology and exchanging and make a win-win situation like Trump wants to do. It's not the idea of surrendering your national sovereignty so international courts of business courts can take over and do everything. You know, I think you can have more trade and more jobs and more stability when you have strong nation states, not when you have weak ones with strong international trade controlled by transnational boards. Secret agencies, by the way, all the secret agencies on the planet, 90% of what they do is industrial espionage. And I was told this by an NSA agent. The CIA are constantly fiddling world leaders and business leaders and hacking into their emails and servers because that's what they do. People don't get this. They think that globalism is, we got to get rid of nation states. Well, for you personally, if you don't have carrot bars and you're not involved in it, when the, as they say, the Shemitah finally hits the fan completely, believe me, you might have hundreds of thousands in the bank of dollars that will not be worth much. You might have a pension fund denominated in Fed Reserve notes. You might have a home denominated in Fed Reserve notes, but it might be worth pretty damn near nothing when all hell breaks loose. So you better get carrot bars.
Roberts and Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts and Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts and Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. Mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Pete, I'd like you to stand on your soapbox now and kind of, you know, read people the optimistic future. If you take control of your future, whether it's your health, but it's getting involved with NutraMedical, getting functional medicine help to get your health back under control, use a minimum amount of medications, maximum amount of nutraceuticals, life interventions, technologies to heal, the same thing healing your finances. It's not a matter of getting another third McJob without benefits. It's a matter of getting involved with CareParts. It's a matter of don't have to have a fancy website. They provide you one. You want help? We provide that for you. There is no excuse, and I do not want to hear 3 or 6 months from now, after a lot of pain and suffering financially, people calling and crying to me and saying, Dr. Deagle, I'm so sorry I didn't listen to you. Guess what? I don't want to hear it. I want to hear now, even if you start minimally just getting 1 gram of gold a month and getting two people, you started to get involved. I want to hear that you had some momentum, that you have decided that you're going to try to get your friends, relatives, so they won't be a financial disaster too, thinking everybody's secure and nobody's secure. This is a very unstable world. 90% of the new jobs in 10 years aren't even invented yet. And whatever economy is going to occur in the future is dependent on what we decide collectively. And it's not going to be a pretty scene between now and then getting through this transition, because there's a lot of powers that be that want to do a lot of bad things to the general population, including massively reducing it by killing a lot of us through toxic GMO food, vaccines, and policies that clearly are not going to control the climate. So Pete, what would you say to people that are on the fence? I mean, if you're sitting on a picket fence, it's going to hurt because the pickets are sticking somewhere painful. But people are going to stop being on the fence. They've got to decide, are they going to do something about it, or are they going to be another victim when there's pain elsewhere, but it's eventually going to come here to America? Pain is here. That's why we now have the Haraj, the invasion. That's why if they think the economy is going to do well when our trading partners in Europe are tanking, they're delusional, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And you know, I liken it a little bit to the old musical chairs game, and you know, you had mentioned that earlier in the show today as an example that, you know, the if gold goes up to $10,000 an ounce,
right,
then, you know, having gold in a smaller weight is the only way you're going to be able to afford being able to do your transactions.
We can't. How are you going to give change? I mean, give a cab driver, here's a gold coin to keep the change.
Right.
Or you want to buy a loaf of bread. Okay, firstly, a gram of gold in 1929 would buy 22 loaves of bread. Now, a dollar would buy 22 loaves of bread before the crash of 2029. Now, a dollar will buy you maybe a quarter loaf of bread, but a gram of gold will still buy you 22 loaves of bread.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And now, that's a big difference. The thing is, gold is relatively stable in terms of what it's convertible to, you know, gasoline, heating oil, food, building materials, chickens, whatever you want to say. It's not equivalent with the dollar, because you see, these politicians will literally devalue the currency because that's the only thing they can do when they finally run out of money. Don't be a victim. It's all happening right now. Brexit means your other plan you had for finances, you need to exit. How's that? Brexit means you need to exit your old
plan.
I always like saying, you know, it gets through to people. Brexit means you need to exit your old financial plan and get a new one, which involves the little bit of work to call people and get involved with CareParts. You can't beat it.
Right.
You can't. Thank you, Pete. We'll be back in a moment with open lines on any topic. Do call 800-313-9443 for the first half hour of hour two. Coming up in hour three, we will be talking with Tim Alexander about Brexit and much more.
Thanks for having us, Dr. Bill.
Yeah. Take care.
All right, you too.
By the way,
imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.